As the Democratic nomination contest nears what may be a conclusion, many eyes are on the superdelegates, those roughly 800 Democrats who get to vote however they like. Many people become superdelegates because they're members of the Democratic National Committee. A select few enjoy super status because they've won elections themselves. With more on who gets to be a superdelegate and why, here's NPR's Laurel Wamsley.
When George McGovern announced that he was switching his endorsement from Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama, every news report had to mention that McGovern, the party's 1972 presidential nominee, is not a superdelegate. But why isn't he? Bill Clinton's a superdelegate. So is Al Gore, Walter Mondale, Dick Gephardt, and a lot of other former presidential candidates and party luminaries. So why not McGovern? Because he never had a job that makes the list. That's according to Tad Devine, who wrote a lot of the Democratic Party delegate rules 20 years ago.
A nominee, but not a former president, vice president, majority leader of the Senate, speaker of the House, party chairman. I think that's the list, isn't it?
Devine's list defines the most super of all the delegates, the ones known as distinguished party leaders. They get their status from the positions they used to hold. Devine made his name in the rules business when he worked for Michael Dukakis' 1988 presidential campaign. And no, Dukakis isn't a superdelegate either.
Only winners, not losers.
But even the least distinguished National Committee folks get a seat. Doesn't Michael Dukakis think that he should be a superdelegate?
No. Look, those of us who have run and unfortunately not won are still in a position to try to do the best we can to help. And if we're going to win this thing, and we certainly should, it's going to be because we organize every single one of the 200,000 precincts in the country. So that's what I'm focusing on, and I hope I can persuade people to move in that direction. And that's a much greater contribution, frankly, than being one of 4,000 delegates or whatever it is.
The list of distinguished party leaders also leaves off previous nominees for vice president, like John Edwards. Tad Devine thinks the Democratic Party would be well served to have these former candidates in the ranks of the supers.
You know, they've been through this process like no one else. I think to run as the candidate, to give that acceptance speech, to understand the way the campaign works from the inside, and to have seen America through the eyes of a candidate is a unique experience.
But George McGovern says that he doesn't mind not being a delegate.
I get lots of publicity and lots of recognition, but there are people I know in this state who have worked hard over the years that most people never hear of them, and this is a way to give them a little recognition.
The Democratic Party's superdelegates have come under fire this primary season. Critics question their number, their power, even their existence. Tad Devine predicts that their role will be re-examined after November, but it won't necessarily change.
If a Democrat is elected president, I think our party will feel that our nominating process is pretty good. If we don't gain the presidency this year, I think many people will look back and say the nominating process is one of the reasons we did not gain the presidency, that it went on too long, that it was too divisive, too costly, and then we've got to do something about it.
And if that's the case, Devine says, the next convention in 2012 will probably have fewer superdelegates, not more. Laurel Wamsley, NPR News.